Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WILK News Radio.
And Radio.com.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
Strange times call for a different outlook. And here to try to, you know, throw some different perspective at it is a guy I've known for many, many, many years and haven't talked to him in quite some time. He is a certified life and leadership coach, a self-worth coach. It's why I love myself so much. He just told me, he says, stop. Stop hating on yourself, Jason. Love yourself. No, he never actually said that. But his name is Brian Alston. He's from my hometown, Bridgewater, New Jersey. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to have you here. And God, it's been so long. My God, last time I talked to you, you were like 19. How old are you now?
Gosh, 40-something or
God, that's been a long time. No, it hasn't been that long. But
it has. And happy belated birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. It was fun. I did it all in seclusion, which is my wife kept smiling like she was okay with it a little too much, but it is what it is. For anyone who doesn't know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about life coaches out there. I know that because my aunt is a life coach. She's been one for, God, like 25 years. What is a life coach? What is a leadership coach? What do you do?
Okay, well, the easiest way I can describe what a life coach is to talk a little bit about what it isn't. Now, a lot of people know what a therapist is, what a counselor is, a psychiatrist, a psychologist. Those people help with areas of dysfunction that people have. So they deal with a specific area of the population, a very small percentage, actually, of people with dysfunctions. And they help them to go from being dysfunctional in those areas to functional again. Now, that's not what a life coach does. A life coach actually steps in after people are functional, and it's getting them from being functional and just living to actually finding that state of happiness and success and making it sustainable too. Sometimes it could be changing habits. Sometimes it could be working towards certain goals and action planning. Sometimes it's just dealing with the anxiety of life. And my job is not to tell people what to do. We don't do that. If you talk to somebody and they tell you they're a life coach and they tell you, oh, you know, here's what you need to do. Stop right there. Life coaches aren't meant to tell you what to do, because my answers for me are not necessarily going to be your answers or what works for you. Our job is to partner with people to help them see different perspectives on their own journey. So we work with them, we enhance their journeys, we partner with them to help them figure out the answers that they really already have inside and just don't know how to reconnect to.
And then help to bring out some accountability to hold them to it.
Absolutely. Accountability is a big part of being a life coach. I find that if you want anything to remain with any type of permanence, you have to have that accountability out there. Otherwise, habits can be temporary and forming and disappear just as quick.
And this isn't just career-based. A lot of times people will say, you know, life coaches will help you get to the next level in your career. But this is just life in general. And we were talking a little bit yesterday when, you know, we were discussing you coming on. With times being so strange right now, where going home is your escape from your job, and then that's where you stay. Or you maybe you aren't working and you're just sitting at home. A lot of isolation happening right now. It's a time where people are really struggling. I know you came up with, what, five different things, five steps that you can that can help you get to the next place in this whatever we're dealing with right now.
Right. I like to call it the five steps to not going crazy during this crisis. So
it's very literal. It's very literal, that name.
Well, I find that it really helps because, you know, we've gone through a couple of weeks now where we've all been in isolation. You know, we've eaten all our comfort food up. We've done probably too many puzzles and board games to count. And now we're looking at the four walls and we're going stir crazy a little bit. The boredom is setting in. We're not quite sure what to do. And we need to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves during this time. So what I did was I came up with this five steps for people. And the first one, I think, is probably the most urgent that we need right now, which is taking breaks from watching, reading, or listening to news stories and social media. We're very much a digital age right now, and we rely on getting our news through social media, through radio, through television. It's nonstop, and it can be overwhelming, especially when it's so catabolic and negative. You know, you get to a point with news that it stops becoming news, and it's just figures being thrown at you. And at some point, you need to take a break from that. So I suggest, you know, set a time that you're going to listen or read news stories and then put it aside for a while. Try to concentrate on other things so that you're not just getting inundated all hours of the day. It's going to help you sleep better. It's going to lessen your anxiety. And most of all, it's going to allow you to just recharge.
One thing I've actually done to set a timer, because I go, how long? I've actually let my phone, like, use my phone till it dies and then plug it in and don't use it again till it's fully charged. So
that's a great idea.
Well, thank you. That's why I'm here.
I mean, yes.
Number two.
I find that the idea of putting a timer out there is a wonderful thing because we forget. It's so easy to just sit there and click on the next story and the next story and the next comment. And before you know it, it's like the old Bob Ross television shows. You go, oh, look, it's Bob Ross. And you'd be like, changing channels, and the next thing you know, it's 2 hours later. You know how to build happy trees.
You think you do until you finish it, and you feel like a loser. He made it like he crushed more souls because he made the painting look so easy. And then guess what? It wasn't easy. And we're all like, man, that guy does it so easy. I can't look at mine. It's like, hey, that's a cat, right? No, it's a tree. It's damn. That's how I took that. Number two is make time to unwind. But you're not just talking about sleeping or, you know, you're talking about actually going out and setting goals, right? Challenges.
Yeah, a big part of this time right now is it's giving us the opportunity to recharge ourselves, our batteries. So you're right. It's not just sleeping. We can do that. We've been doing that. You know, we've been binge watching TV shows and movies. We've been eating our comfort food. But really, do something that's going to challenge you a little bit, some type of activity that you enjoy. Or reward yourself for some of the little accomplishments that you need to get done, just as well as the big ones. I mean, it may not seem like much to you, but, you know, taking a look in your pantry and tossing out expired foods. You know, I'm guilty of it. I guarantee I got a couple cans of kidney beans that I will never, ever eat that are probably 3 years past their expiration way in the back of my pantry.
Now
is a perfect time to take care of some of those little things and you know, make it fun. Just get rid of it. Do that for yourself, and you're going to feel that sense of accomplishment. And that's going to help recharge your batteries just as much as sleeping and relaxing will do.
Number three on your list of five things to not go crazy during this lock-in or shutdown or whatever we're calling it here, self-sequestering or working from home. Number three, do things that you've wanted to do but you've been putting off. That's my favorite thing to do is not do things.
Yeah. Some of the ideas that I came up with, organize your scrapbooks, go through the thousands of digital photos you've loaded onto your computer and never looked at. I actually did this last week. I was working to just make my computer run a little bit better. And I suddenly realized I had 30,000 pictures sitting on my computer and my server. And I said, I've never once gone through and organized this. And I sat down, and it took a couple of days to do with several breaks in between. But you know what? I saw a lot of great memories. It got me to pick up the phone and call a couple of people that I haven't talked to in ages and just reconnect with them, not about the virus, not about any politics or current events going on, but just to call and say, hey, I miss you. And you know what? It was fantastic to do that, just to see the memories, old trips that I've taken with friends, golf outings, stuff like that. It just made me feel really good inside. And that, more than anything, has really combated the anxiety of being in isolation right now. You know, it's the feelings that make you feel good. What we're looking for.
I'm not sure if you can pull it up. I just sent you on Facebook. I sent you a screenshot just based off of something you said. Did you get that?
I did. I'm pulling it up right now.
This is from my phone.
Yeah, it says you have 40,085 photos.
And
4,053 videos.
Yes, I do.
There.
So I have a problem.
It's just on your phone.
That's just on my phone, yeah.
Figure out how many are on your computer. If you have a backup server, think
it's
how
crazy.
You've dumped onto that. And, you know, you got a lot to do. There's a lot there. I found what was interesting when I did it, I got into the project and I found that I was actually duplicating photos. I was copying them from one file to another, not realizing it. And I probably had twice as many photos as I should have. But again, it was just a fun project for me. I'm not saying everybody has to do that, but that's just one in many, many ideas. Maybe you like crocheting and you haven't picked up.
I do, but don't tell anyone.
There you go.
Hey, these are five things, Brian.
You do like painting, and maybe you do know how to make the happy trees, and you want to take a little time to do that. Do it.
Brian, I'm running long on this segment because, you know me, I'm wordy. I don't talk on the phone to a lot of people, but this is why, because I just talk a lot. Four and five, let's go through those real quick because I could have you back on at some point. These are five steps. This is, by the way, Brian Alston, certified life coach, and what's the other title they have attached to you? It's a life coach and leadership.
I title myself as the self-worth coach. I pretty much help people with issues of self-doubt and anxiety and stress that have disconnected them from their greatness, and I like to help them find their smile again.
A text just came in. Why don't you help Jason? He has no greatness. Now, that's a joke, I think, and I appreciate that. Ha ha. All right, number four on this list.
Jason has been a good friend of mine, and we've actually talked back and forth over the years.
Yeah.
One thing that I try not to do is coach friends and family, because part of being a coach is you do have to have a little bit of personal distance. Otherwise, you find yourself in the same box as the person you're trying to help. So, you know, Jason and I have talked, but the nice thing is that I'm able to talk with him pretty candidly as friends. He's helped me. I've helped him. And that's not necessarily life coaching, but that's a good way to help people too.
Yeah. Number four, listen to your body, not just symptoms of this, the coronavirus, but what are we talking about?
Well, yeah, isolation, it can become a very sedentary lifestyle if we're not careful. You know, you're sitting there watching TV shows, you're wrapping up, taking naps. There's plenty we can do to be active. Stretch, take a walk outside the property. Still practice social distancing. I'm not saying run up and start hugging everybody outside, but there's absolutely no reason you can't open a window, get some fresh air in the house. You can't take a walk around your property real quick if you live where you have that ability.
Can that be simplified just to say don't be lazy? It's too easy to be lazy right now. Just don't be lazy. Fight the urge to be lazy.
Absolutely. I'm fortunate. I have a puppy named Chance. I love him to death, and he gets me outside. I get to take him out for walks, and that helps me just as much as it helps him. So it's a great way to do it while still maintaining that social distancing.
Number five, communication, just reaching out, not just to friends, but
it's reaching out to others. Talking to your friends and your loved ones, like we said before, people you haven't connected with in a while. Don't just text them or comment in social media. Pick up the phone, video conference them. We have the technology to do this now. Just hearing from others right now can really help people make it through the day, especially when they're isolated by themselves. There's about 40% of the population are living alone. They're isolated without family, without friends right now. Talking to them, reaching out to them is just going to brighten their day just enough to help them get through to the next day. That's always a great way to do it. And I'll tell you what, if you find yourself in that situation and you don't know who to call, I'm doing something right now for people I'm setting up times for people to call me. I'll talk to you. I'm not talking about doing coaching. If that's something you people want to do, absolutely, later on, that's fine. But this is just for you to call and talk to somebody, just to hear another friendly voice and to know that you're not alone. And if you'd like to do that, Jason, if it's all right for me to give out my email,
that's,
is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So my email is very simple. It's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at bcacoaching.com. The easiest way to do it is to send me an email. I'll pop you back a scheduler, and you can pick some time to talk. We can set up a 15 or 30 minute conversation. Right now, I'm sitting at home just like everybody else, so I'll be happy to talk to you. And if it brightens up your day and helps you maybe reach out to somebody else too and brighten someone else's day, I'm all for it. So reach out to me again, Brian at bcacoaching.com. And, you know, just keep going, everybody. Remember, we're in this together, so let's reach out to everybody we can. And remember, it's a community. As a community, we're going to survive here.
Brian, thanks for being on. And when we're allowed to get near each other, maybe we'll say hi in person again. So
absolutely, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Stay healthy. We'll talk soon. I got to take a break here. Again, his email, Brian at bcacoaching.com. It's Jason Barsky Show, WILK News Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.